of game theory. Now, game theory is a term that was pioneered in the 1950s by mathematician John Nash. The term game is defined as any interaction where each person's payoff is affected by the decisions made by others, such as the game of
That one's my favorite. It's too late to close it now.
Has anyone ever told you that it's not very polite to-
Young lady? What is your name?
Abby.
Ms. Abby, would you care to educate us as to why Nash's equilibrium is irrelevant to game theory?
Irrelevant? I can't.
Well, then perhaps you should focus a little more on-
but that's because it is relevant. If equilibrium is achieved, that means that both players can't increase payoff by changing decisions unilaterally. It can also be known as no regrets in the sense that once a player does make a decision, they'll have no regrets thinking about the consequences.
Have you been reading ahead?
A bit.
As I was saying...
Wow, Pigeon, that was so hot. You got brains.
Why are you here?
Why are you sending me mixed signals?
There's nothing mixed about my signals.
I just caught you insta-stalking me.
I was not insta-stalking.
Abby, you might not want to do that. Taylor may look like an idiot, but he happens to be one of the best poker players in town.
Oh, in town?
In the county.
Oh, wow, in the county.
He's even played on TV.
Oh, on TV. That's pretty impressive. I don't know. Mm. Let's go.
Okay.
Pair of aces.
Yes! Yes!
Aces and eights, boys.
Don't doubt me!
It's a full house.
Yes, it is.
You just got hustled, bro.
Well, no, it's only hustling if I keep your money.
Where was that?
Vegas. My dad taught me.
Used to be a high-stakes poker player named Abernathy. I remember hearing stories about him in Vegas.
What happened?
He had this daughter, went with him everywhere. I think the mom walked out on him, so he was raising her on his own.
Yes. Even when you're shuffling?
Well, she was way too young to play legally, but man, she was a poker prodigy. As she got better, he got worse. So she was left bailing him out, even as a kid.
Look your opponent in the eyes.
I remember this. They called her Lucky Charms.
Lucky 13. Abby, you must have heard of her, right? She must be about your age. After all, this is you in the article, isn't it? You're Lucky 13.
We just got hustled by Lucky 13?
No fucking way.
Guys, I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to hustle you guys or anything, I swear. I'm
Lucky 13's in this house?
Yeah.
Lucky 13 in the house? Lucky 13 in the house?
No, guys, this was really
guys, hey, so you're acting like...
Are you guys playing poker?
No, it's roulette.
There's a minimum buy-in of $5,000.
Ooh, okay, Lion King.
Look, Angel, you look nice. But this is a high-stakes room. Do yourself a favor and go to the main floor and pick out a shiny slot machine.